Call, starring Nelson Eddy with the glamorous Metropolitan Opera star Dorothy Kirsten and our conductor pianist Robert Armbruster and his orchestra. I'm Ken Carpenter, and here is Nelson Eddy.
Shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Roll, and it's not far away. Hold up your hand and say there's gonna be a great day. Be a great day. There's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Roadie-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
gonna be a great day.
Thank you and good evening, everybody, and so much for great day.
Oh, not only a great day, Nels, it's been a great week. Have you been following our victories in the Olympics?
Wouldn't miss them, Ken, after those great games back in 36. Mm. I can still remember Glenn Cunningham, Marjorie Gestring, Jesse Owens winning the 200-meter run, Ken Carpenter throwing the discus 165 feet.
Ken, you did.
Oh, you're darn right, Dorothy.
Darn right what?
Darn right I didn't. That was another Ken Carpenter.
Oh.
I couldn't throw a phonograph record 165 feet.
Well, if you want to try, come on over to my house. I've got some John Charles Thomas records you can practice on.
But, Ken, if this Ken Carpenter who won the Olympics was another Ken Carpenter, wasn't it awfully confusing?
Oh, it really was, Dorothy. Right after the Olympic winners finished a barnstorming tour of Europe, I got a card here at the studio addressed to Ken Carpenter.
What did it say?
It said, remember that night in Stockholm? And it was signed Ingrid.
What'd you do?
I bought my wife a fur coat to make up for everything.
Yeah, but you never met Ingrid.
I know, but I can dream, can't I?
All right. If you ever get the urge to dream again, can you? You couldn't ask for a more soothing accompaniment than the aria O mio bambino caro from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi. Dorothy, will you do the honors?
Piace bello vivo
see, the way you sang those Italian words, you must have studied in Italy.
I did, but, you know, when I was on the Jack Benny show and they asked me where I'd studied, I had to use the answer Jack gave me.
According to Jack, where had you studied?
Do what, did he?
Oh,
a beautiful spot. The only town in the United States inhabited exclusively by Phil Harris. As a matter of fact, Ken, Dorothy studied in both Italy and France.
Well, gee, after all that time and money studying languages, wouldn't it have been terrible, Dorothy?
Terrible if what?
We'd have gotten a job on Stop the Music. Never get a chance to sing any words at all.
But even worse for Nelson. He studied all over the world, and he can sing in pidgin English.
No. Pidgin English? Where'd you learn that, Nels?
Well, Ken, up until now, I've kept it a secret, but as long as you ask me, I learned pidgin English from a friend of mine.
Nelson, you don't mean...
Yes, Ken... Walter Pigeon.
Well, I'd like to hear a demonstration.
Oh, sorry, Ken. Some other time. Right now, Bobby and I are planning on demonstrating Bob McJimsey's Shadrack.
There was three children from a land of Israel, Shadrack, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrack, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrack, Meshach, Abednego, it took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrack, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music, got the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the chillin' in a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on the coals and a red-hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burned up the soldiers the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, I couldn't even burn a ham for the haters, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was jumping around. Yeah, 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 Meshach, Abednego. Now Nebuchadnezzar said, when he saw the power of the Lord, and he had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abednego. Yeah, man, and there's gospel.
Speaking of salads, which I'm about to, top them with the most popular salad dressing ever created, the one and only Miracle Whip made by Kraft. Millions prefer it, and for very good reasons. You see, Miracle Whip salad dressing is different from all other kinds. It combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise to give you the best of both. Made by a secret recipe, remember, it has a lively, teasing flavor you get in Miracle Whip alone. As for texture, a special Kraft beater gives it creamy, velvet smoothness. It's easy to see why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip.
It sounds as though it might lead to something interesting, Bobby.
If my fingers don't let me down, Nelson, it's going to lead to Cyril Scott's Lento.
Well, knowing you, Bobby, I'm sure your fingers won't let you down.
Mm-hmm.
that's a lovely piece, Bobby. I wonder what gave Cyril Scott his inspiration to write it.
Well, it's called Lento, and Lento means slow. What's the slowest thing you can think of?
A Crosby horse?
Please, Nelson, that was years ago.
Well, he wrote it years ago.
I imagine there are lots of compositions written with no particular inspiration. They just seem to grow.
Yes, but I don't think that holds true of most of them. It's a cinch when Strauss wrote The Blue Danube, he was inspired by the Danube. And when Mary Earle wrote Beautiful Ohio, she was thinking of the Ohio River.
Mm-hmm. And there's the guy who looked at the Los Angeles River.
What'd he write?
How dry I am.
How right you are.
Have you ever written any songs, Nelson?
Dorothy, you mean to tell me you haven't heard The Rainbow Trail? The song I wrote with Theodore Paxson? Why, 1 million copies were printed.
Really, Niles? Gee, I'd love to have a copy. Have you got any extras?
I got 1 million of them. If you're collecting hits, Ken, you better stick to Gershwin. No.
Here's one to add to your collection. Dorothy, remember the man I love?
When the mellow moon begins to beam, every night I dream a little dream. And of course, Prince Charming is the theme of a he for me. Although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday. Maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. And so while else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Ah, wonderful song, The Man I Love.
Hey, what kind of a man do you think a girl looks for, Dorothy?
Oh, every girl has her own idea, Nelson. I suppose we all want a man that's good-looking, witty, and tall.
Yes, but remember, it's better to have loved a short man than never to have loved a tall.
Thank you, Beatrice Fairfax.
What sort of a girl would you say a man looks for, Nelson?
Well, according to the songwriters, a man wants a girl who can be the cream in his coffee.
Yeah, can you imagine a guy sticking a girl in his coffee just to save a jigger of cream?
Well, the price cream is today, that's not such a bad idea.
Well, I don't think any songwriter intends to have his song taken literally.
I let a smile be my umbrella once.
What happened?
I was in bed 3 weeks with a cold.
Well, that proves Dorothy's point. A songwriter has to be imaginative.
Yeah, what about all those songwriters who are always turning out songs rhyming moon and June?
Well, Ken, I suggest they forget the June and keep the moon. Especially when they can come up with a thing like Old Devil Moon.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. what you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Yes, when I think I'm free as a dove, oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes, blinds me.
To prove it, Mel, there's always room for one more good moon song.
Yes, Ken. Well, that's why a lot of songwriters should thank the astronomers. They're in business.
Thank the astronomers?
Yeah, suppose when they were naming the moon, they decided to call it the Skirtaflak.
Skirtaflak?
Well, it would have ruined the whole songwriting business.
Ghastly thought, old boy.
Yeah, can you imagine singing by the light of the silvery Skirtaflak? The Skirtaflak got in my eyes.
I like that one.
Under the pale Cucamonga Skirtaflak.
Well, fortunately, we still would always have songs like I'll See You Again, Will You Remember, and Give Me 1 Hour.
Oh, don't go any further, Dorothy. Let's have that one right now.
All right.
Shadows in the sky, the hours go by, where days that were shadows have gone.
Shadows of delight that haunt the night and fade in the shadow of dawn.
Never the rose and the gold of a joy unrestrained, uncontrolled. Give me 1 hour whose rapture repays
the death of power, the sorrow of days.
1, 2, 3, leaving
all things untrue.
1 dream of
as refreshing as a cool lake breeze in the midst of an August scorcher, those crisp, delicious salads you plan for summer menus. Fruit moles, tender little vegetable salads, even coleslaw comes into its own. Now, of course, the dressing is very important, so chances are you certainly prefer the one and only Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip salad dressing, famous for its marvelous flavor that just can't be copied. Famous, too, for its texture, blended to perfect satin smoothness by a special beater used only by Kraft. It's easily America's favorite salad dressing. Zesty, yet not a bit too sharp, Miracle Whip is a unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise to give you a lively, teasing flavor that everyone loves. You better add it to your shopping list before you forget. The most popular salad dressing ever created, the one and only Miracle Whip.
The songs of Russia are traditionally songs of sadness. The Pilgrim Song of Tchaikovsky is a notable exception. The song of a man so full of the joy of living that he wishes he could transmit his love of life to everyone.
My blessing fall on this fair world, on mountain, valley, forest, ocean. The clarion winds in ceaseless motion, and heaven's blue banner high unfurled. And bless the staff that hither bore me, the arms that helped me on my way, the boundless plain that lies before me, the glowing morn, the evening gray. The very path by which I wander shows glorious, golden, bathed in light. No blade of grass that glistens yonder, but seems a star from heaven's height. Oh, my dying, my joy and heart, would I might pass the whole creation, lovers or strangers, for the lovers, would I might pass then the whole creation with fervent
last note for tonight, friends. Dorothy Kirsten, Ken Carpenter, and Robert Armbruster will be getting together again here in the Old Craft Music Hall when next Thursday rolls around, and we hope you'll be able to make it, too. Try to be with us, won't you? Until next Thursday, then, this is Nelson Eddy saying good night. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Nelson.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Why not stay tuned to the Field Test Show, which follows immediately.
There used to be eight, but now there are nine. There used to be eight, but now there are nine. I'm speaking of the famous Kraft cheese spreads, America's favorites for snacks and sandwiches. The new Kraft spread is Kraft cheese and bacon spread, a golden cheese spread with savory bits of bacon through and through it. Delicious! Get Kraft cheese and bacon spread tomorrow along with several other of the famous Kraft varieties. Remember, all 9 Kraft cheese spreads are packed in new design glasses, the smart forget-me-not pattern. You'll want to collect a whole set.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.